Podcast websites. That is the topic for today. I'm Mark from onpodium.com. This is Podcast About Podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to episode 21. I see a lot of podcasters putting Linktree or Spotify links in their social media profiles. They are sending their traffic to a platform they don't own. If you are serious about your show, you need to spend the $12 a year to buy your domain name. You need https://www.google.com/search?q=yourpodcastname.com. Why? Three reasons. First, SEO. Google does not index the audio inside your podcast, but it does index text on websites. If you have a website with show notes, blog posts, and transcripts, you can show up in search results when people type in questions related to your niche. You cannot do that with just a Spotify link. Second, the email list. I have said this before. You don't own your Spotify followers. You can't message them. On your website, you can have a pop-up. Join the newsletter to get the PDF summary of this episode. Capturing an email address is 10 times more valuable than a follow on an app. Third, professionalism. Imagine you are pitching a sponsor. Which looks better? Check us out at anchor.fm/mark-johnson-123. Or check us out at https://www.google.com/search?q=podcastaboutpodcasting.com. The domain signals that you are a real business. You don't need to learn to code. Use a tool like Podpage. It connects to your RSS feed and builds a beautiful website automatically in 5 minutes. Stop sending your traffic to Mark Zuckerberg or Daniel Ek. Send your traffic to yourself. Build a home base. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about reviews versus ratings and the truth about the Apple charts. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, keep podcasting.